Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everybody to the show, it's real talk. Panel full of open minds, giving you real thoughts. You always gonna get the realest. We all entitled to opinions, don't get in your feelings. To further assess, breaking it down, we bring on an expert. Scroll through our history, here's some of our experts. May of 2013, marks the beginning. Passion and dedication, that was the engine. Shouts to Grip for producing the track. Pissing the recipe, and he came up with crack. Back to this real talk, you should really check us out. Providing voices for the people, this is what we got. Bringing skills and talented guests to all from different places. Hello, welcome, different views, different races. Hit the top, this intrigue and we on it. It's real talk radio, the best ones doing it. Focusing on top instead of pick people's interest. Going deep, got people's faces frowning like incest. Can't rock out with us, you got a thin chest. We make our name hold weight, that's the bench press. If you're an up and comer, this is where to be. You're gonna get a good look, that's a guarantee. That is what we desire on. So if you think you're seriously funny, then you can ride along. The podcast for years with some veterans. It's one of those days we could be a medicine. Listen, got choices, it's all on them. Either check the store online or you can call on them. Doesn't matter your political views, you can call it how you see it. Say whatever you choose, there's no censor. It's all good when you rock with us. When they hear real talk, come chop it up. Conspiracy theories, Barbies, superstorms, online dating, that's the topic really on. Why men cheat? Why are women better at it? Why you blacks gotta witness so many foolish tragedies? Why you 30 still making twerk videos? Why narcissists victimize and want pity though? These are things that we all wanna know. Why you at the right place, cause we attracted on the show. Models, actors, authors, rappers, singers, producers, atheists, pastors, shouts to supporters, helping us grow faster. It's all love, we embrace fellow podcasters. Sports, dating, family, politics, other shows so they dig us but won't acknowledge it. Acknowledge if it. We come together we can make a union. It's Real Talk Radio, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in, tune in.
Hey, alrighty. Welcome to It's Real Talk Radio. Tonight on It's Real Talk Radio, we will be discussing mask mandates being lifted throughout the states. As of now, many states have lifted their mask mandates. However, mask mandates still remain in some states. Mask mandates have been controversial since its inception. The majority of Americans seem to have supported mask mandates at some point. However, since most have had the opportunity to be vaccinated, more and more Americans are starting to not prefer the mandate anymore. Public schools are just a few weeks away from opening, and parents, students, and school staff are now preparing for most schools to reopen and be fully functional. Depending on your state, many will have to follow the mask mandate. Unfortunately, the CDC recommendations and government mandates have been used by left and right-wing enthusiasts to further the agendas of their respective parties. You have Democrats shaming those who choose not to wear masks and Republicans shaming those who choose to wear masks. Some have even gone as far as to say parents who let their children wear masks should be arrested and prosecuted for child abuse. Like, this is like dead serious, though.
Yeah, let me finish.
One thing's for sure, and two things are for certain. COVID isn't going anywhere anytime soon, so we're stuck having to live with it. The mere thought that the left and the right can't come together for the greater cause of a common enemy that has wreaked havoc on their friends, family, and country is quite pitiful. This is why we chose to tackle this topic. It's a much-needed conversation to have. We need to find common ground and form Voltron if we're going to defeat the beast called COVID-19. And so with that said, you know, it's time to get real. Here we are. It's your boy, T. Real. That's the homie, Bobby G. And it's time to talk, man. These mask mandates, right, Bobby. So, you know, and a lot going on in this state, New York. You know, they just you want to talk about the with New York announced today, Bobby?
Yeah, definitely want to speak on that. Oh yeah, here in New York City, they are requiring proof of vaccine for indoor dining, gyms, and entertainment. Mayor Bill de Blasio announced a new proof of vaccination requirement for most indoor events in New York City, believed to be the first such mandate by an American city. Dining in restaurants, working out at a gym, attending a movie or play will all require proof of vaccination starting August 16th in New York City. And also, enforcement will begin on September 13th to coincide with the return of children to school. So, you know, today I announced a new approach, which we are calling the Key to NYC Pass, de Blasio said. The key to New York City, when you hear those words, I want you to imagine the notion that because someone is vaccinated, they can do all the amazing things available in New York City. This is a miraculous place, literally full of wonders. If you are vaccinated, all that is going to open up for you. You have the key. You can open the door. If you are unvaccinated, unfortunately, you will not be able to participate in many things. That's the point we are trying to get across. So that's what's going on. The requirement will apply to both workers and customers, and there will be no option to display a negative test as the city attempts to promote vaccinations as the only way to unlock New York City. It will not apply to outdoor dining. So if you eat outdoors, it doesn't apply. It's indoor dining. De Blasio administration has been in conversations with leaders of the various industries to sell the policy, and the news comes weeks after the mayor said he would seriously consider a program similar to France's vaccine passport program. Not everyone is going to agree with this. I understand that, he said, but for some people, this is going to be the life-saving act. We are putting a mandate in place. It will guarantee a much higher level of vaccination in this city. That is the key to protecting people and the city, and the key to our recovery. That's why it's the key to New York City. The key to New York City Pass opens a lot of doors, and we need it. Andrew, well, you know what? I'm going to stop there. So that's what's going on here in New York City. And I don't know what a lot of people may think about. A lot of people are like, yeah, let's just go and do it so that we can enjoy New York City. But I also look at this as really the mark of the beast. Like, that's, if you look at Revelations in the Bible, like, all this stuff was coming. Like, you're not, like, there was going to be a chip. And if you don't have that chip, you don't have access to the world. So this kind of reminds me of the mark of the beast. That's just my personal opinion. So, you know, I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but it's kind of, to me, it's, you know, it's unconstitutional to make people take a vaccine just so that they can go in a restaurant or to a gym, movie theater, any place, anything that's require you to be indoors. So that's just, to me, it's just crazy. You know, and if someone was sick or if someone had COVID or whatever, and let's say they didn't get the vaccine, they were sick and they've been hospitalized and they survived, then that also means that your body is now immune to it. It also means that, you know, your body already fought it off, had it, it knows how to defeat it. So like any other cold or any other thing you may get, you know, illness, your body knows how to fight it off. That's what happens. But even when you get a vaccine, like they put, when you get any vaccine, they're giving you whatever the vaccine is for. That's what they're giving you. They're putting a small amount in your body. You know, if you say, for instance, if you get in a COVID vaccine, chances are you're getting a little bit of COVID so that your body can learn how to fight it off. You know, just like any, like, what's the other thing? The flu vaccine, the flu shot.
The flu.
You know,
yeah, influenza.
And that's another thing that was made mandatory by Mayor Bloomberg a couple of years ago before de Blasio and all that. They made it mandatory for people to get the flu shot. Like certain workers, you know, you have to have the flu shot. You know, they want to continue to make money, the big pharmaceutical companies and the CDC and all this, by giving you this stuff. You know, it's all, to me, it all boils down to money. Another thing is this, you don't know what you're getting. To me, it's also maybe a way of depopulating the planet, a depopulation, making more and more people sick and everything. So that's just my personal opinion. And, yeah, so what do you think about it? Say, what do you think so far about this?
Yeah, man, it's interesting. I mean, I get it, though. It's like, well, New York, it was out of control. Like, when COVID first hit, New York was really out of control with a lot of deaths, a lot of sick people. And people are just, we live in a rebellious country. Like, people are very rebellious. And it's like, you know, you can't force them to get the vaccine, right? But then you say, all right, well, wear a mask. But then people seem to be doing okay at first, but then people stop doing it, even the unvaccinated people. They're just like, forget it. Screwed you, I'm going to live my life. And that's fine when it's your friends and your family, but if it's like, you know, and y'all going to gamble with each other's lives and health and stuff, but when it's other people, like coworkers and stuff, that don't want to be exposed, but you're kind of forcing them to be exposed, is like, it kind of puts the state, you know, the government in a tough spot, because it's like, you let it just get out of control. You let it just continue to spiral out of control. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Like, but it's like, if people weren't so rebellious, then we wouldn't even be in a situation where these types of mandates would even have to exist. You know, it's crazy, man. So you don't really like the idea of like the mandates and stuff. So where exactly are you standing with this whole COVID thing? Like, have you had COVID yet?
No. And that's another thing.
No?
See? Yeah, I mean, I never had COVID. I walk around with the mask and everything, but when I'm outside, like when I'm indoors, when, you know, anywhere indoors in public, my mask is always with me to put on. Well, if I'm just outside in the streets, the mask comes down. Like, I'm breathing air. You know, I got to breathe. You know, so, you know, I got to breathe, man. You know, we have to breathe. I don't want to be breathing back in COVID. That's just breathing out of my body, you know, that I'm pushing out and I'm breathing it back in all the time, you know. So, you know, we do have to breathe now. You know, we can't be walking around with a big old mask over our face, replicating ourselves, you know. So, but I do get it. Don't get me wrong, I get it. You know, what they're trying to do, if that's the case, you know, but, you know, It could be something else. You know, it may not. That may be his, it may be what they want us to believe, but it could be something totally different on their agenda. You know, so it's just, you know, hey, you know, it's crazy. Another thing is this, you know, this thing just happened, like, since, what, last year? Last, what, March or something like that?
Last March.
So, yeah, so we don't know how effective these vaccinations. And, you know, sometimes vaccinations, look at all these stuff, these pills and medications that come out in the market, right, that people are taking.
Mm-hmm.
And years later, there's a commercial with some law firm talking about, have you taken this? Have you taken that? If you have, you know, there's a lawsuit, you know, there's a lawsuit going on, you can go, you know, they want to make money off of you, get a third of your, whatever they get back for you for taking these pills for X amount of time, just taking whatever it is. So it's probably going to be the same thing with this. But as a matter of fact, you can't even, these pharmaceutical companies, you can't even sue them for money, I believe. You can't even sue them. These vaccines, these doctors and stuff, they can't be sued. You know, from what I hear, they can't be sued. Even if people are dying from it. You know, I heard you can't even sue them. So they're just like covered either way you look at it. You know, so it's just, to me, it's just sad that it just goes to show you the world we're living in and the lies that we've been being told and, you know, and how they want to dictate to us what to do, what to eat, what to drink, you know, what to put in our system, you know, how much money. Look, remember when this thing first happened? When this mm-hmm. thing first happened, right? People, doctors was making so much money if they diagnosed you with COVID. They was getting $13,000 to diagnose you with COVID. And if they had to put you on a ventilator, they get $33,000 per person. Per person.
I think that ventilator thing is like, so many people who died after they was on a ventilator, I'm like, man,
exactly.
don't put me on a ventilator. I'll just fight it off naturally, or I just can't. But I'm not about to be sitting here with these tubes in my throat. And I still, like, die anyway? Like, nah.
You can't breathe with that stuff in your head. And then get this. Now, no one can come. None of your family members can come see you. You're somewhere, and even they won't be around you, the staff. Like, you're just somewhere by yourself for who knows how many days or weeks or whatever with just tubes in your system and all that. You can barely breathe. And it's probably hard to even get, like,
And you can't talk. So you got to dang
on. You can't talk.
Tube down your throat. Right. Like, I'm good on that. I'm good on the ventilator. But see, I don't know what it's like to have COVID real bad. Those people that got COVID real bad, I don't know, like, you know, I guess they really can't breathe. Like, they just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have not seen a person that had COVID real bad and had to get rushed to the hospital because they just was, like, out of it. Like, I don't know. I know that vaccine is crazy because I didn't want to take it. And you can listen to earlier shows where I was saying, I'm not taking that and all that stuff. But then I ended up, you know, taking it. I had my reasons. I had my reasons for deciding to go ahead and take it. I ended up taking it. The symptoms that I got when I was like, man, I felt so horrible. Like, especially that second shot. Like, that second shot, oh my goodness, man. I felt like I got hit by a truck.
Was that Johnson & Johnson? Or
no.
AstraZeneca?
Bobby, I would not have Johnson & Johnson. They're not giving me, I would not have taken Johnson & Johnson. Not happening. No,
so
it was
Moderna.
I would not take Johnson & Johnson.
Okay.
No, would not take Johnson & Johnson. Yeah, I got a friend to say he took Johnson & Johnson. He was sick for like 6 days. I'm like, see, that's that other stuff right there. I can't. 6 days? I mean, I felt bad for a day and a half. 6 days? No.
Right.
Yeah, I felt so bad that I had to, my body was so cold, so overwhelmingly cold. It was like,
wow,
probably like 88 degrees that day. So you know if it's 88 degrees in the car, on the outside,
right.
You know the car is probably 98 degrees, like 10 degrees hotter.
Exactly.
Especially
right.
If you got the windows rolled up and they've been sitting in the sun for hours.
And you don't have the AC on, right.
I had to go sit in the car for like 20 minutes in the blazing sun to warm my body off. That's how cold my body was when I took that second vaccine. I had to sit in the car for like, in a blazing hot car for like 20 to 30 minutes just to bring my body temperature up because I was so cold. I was so cold, man. I felt like I had COVID. I felt bad. I had a pounding, like migraine. It was crazy. But after that day, I felt better. After, like, a day and a half, I did feel better. And then, like, I just woke up one day and just instantly felt better, and I've been good ever since. But I ain't gonna lie. Had I known that I was going to feel like that, I probably wouldn't have taken, like, I probably wouldn't have. And then they're talking mm-hmm. about having a kid ticket. I don't have any intentions on letting my son take that. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
And if they talking about the booster shots, I don't have no plans on doing no more boosters, none of that. Like I'm good on that. After that made me feel the way. The first one, I ain't feel good after the first shot, but the second shot was even worse. Way worse. Now they say that the people that actually had COVID before get worse symptoms when they get the vaccine. Now, have I had COVID before? I'm not 100% sure. I do know, and I've talked about this on the show several times, but last year, now you know the shutdown happened in March, but the first cases started to be announced around January. Well, in like February of 2020, right around the Super Bowl, the Super Bowl weekend, because I remember I was sick on the Super Bowl, I got real sick. I'm talking about like I ain't never felt nothing like that before sick.
Yeah,
super
I remember
sick.
That.
And
yeah, I was
thinking, do I need to go to the hospital? I had to, like, you know, take my kid to my mom's house because I was too sick to be able to, like, be able to be a parent. You know what I mean? I was out of it. And I was so sick. I was like, is this how I'm gonna go out? Is this how it ends for me? Like, that's how bad I felt. Like, it was crazy. And I felt horrible. It took some days for me to finally, probably a few days for me to feel better, but that first day, and I went to the hospital, and I was diagnosed with the flu. They gave me a flu test, and it came back positive. Now, keep in mind, they didn't even have COVID tests in February of 2020. COVID tests ain't exist yet. So
right. They
didn't even know that the COVID was out of control, getting out of control like how it was till around like late February, going into March. So could I have possibly had the flu and COVID? I don't know. You know?
Well, you could have just had
the flu. I could have just had the flu. It might have just been the flu. But I don't know. I don't know. Because then look, check this out. I was real sick, right? Boom, my mother got real sick like a couple of days later. She didn't get diagnosed with the flu. She got diagnosed with a viral infection. But just a viral infection, just like, oh, it's just like a regular viral infection, cold type of thing. How did I have one thing and she had something different? Obviously, I had been around her before. You know, right around that time, then I got real sick and I brought my kid over there. Like, you know, how do I have the flu? And then she gets sick right after me, but she has something totally different. Like, how?
How
didn't she have the flu? They gave her a flu test, but she didn't. Her flu test came back negative. So how? Is it just coincidental? Or could we have both had COVID and they didn't know what COVID was? They didn't have a way of testing it. So this is diagnosed up with a viral infection. And maybe I had the flu and COVID, or who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So I don't know if I had COVID before. that if I had COVID, it was at that time because I haven't, knock on wood, I haven't gotten sick since. So that would have been the only time I could have possibly had it.
Right.
You know, unless I'm asymptomatic, but I wouldn't assume that because I get sick. I get sick so easily. And that COVID test, the COVID vaccine really made me feel real bad. So I get sick real easily, you know, before I started, like, you know, keeping sanitizer on me and staying masked up and stuff. So I don't feel like I'm the type of person that would be asymptomatic, you know. I don't know. But I know that that vaccine definitely made me feel horrible. And that's not something I would want to put a young child through, like somebody that's like under 8 years old. I just don't think, like, you know, for them to have to, you know, feel those types of symptoms, I just can't fix myself to put my child through that. Like, I just can't, like. And it's like, you know, it's one thing for me to take that gamble. It's just a child that's real young. I ain't feeling it. And they're like, you know, they're having like these, they're sending like text messages. I don't know how each state does, but I know in Maryland, the school system is like sending out texts asking you like, would you want your child to be vaccinated? And if you say, you can reply like one for yes, two for no, three for maybe, stuff like that. And then you know, send you a follow-up question. If you say no, they'll say why. You know what I mean? So they're trying to get the data and the statistics and trying to see like how many people are for it, how many people want the children to have it and all that stuff because, you know, they're trying to push for all the children to be eligible for it, even the toddlers. And I'm just like, yo, nah, I'm not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. But at the same time, you know, it's like, yeah, they're going to be in school and they're going to be exposed to each other. Because I'm not doing another year of online. That's not going to happen. No, he's going back to school. He's going back to school. That's right. It for me. Yeah, he's going back to school.
Yeah, but what if you want to sign that school, but he has to have the vaccine to go to even enter the school?
They can't do that. They can't do that. I think if they could have did it, they would have did it already. They're not trying to.
They might.
You want to talk about a house storm? You want to talk about a house storm? Make it mandatory for the kids to have to be vaccinated. I don't think they can do that. I don't know. I don't think they can do that, but that would be crazy. Because they're still, in Maryland, they're still offering online, but like the day was like the deadline, but I'm not doing the online thing again. I did it for the rest of 2020 and then all of the 2020 through 2021. You know, so he did a year and a half of online. And I'm not doing it again. You know what I mean? So here in Maryland, they do have mask mandates for the children. At least in Baltimore they do. Mask mandates for the children and the school staff. And
right.
I don't know how long that's going to stay in effect, but, you know, mask mandates. So the children have to, it's just a damn mess. The children have to have masks on, you know what I mean, while they're in school. But it's like, well, if they don't, it's inevitable. They're going to contract COVID. You know what I mean? Somebody will come to school with COVID. They're going to pass it around. It's crazy. It's like, what do you do, right? Like, because on one hand, it's like, well, children shouldn't have to wear a mask for hours. You know what I mean? It's not comfortable to have a mask on all that time, right? But then on another hand, it's like, well, there's going to be a lot more. There's going to be a lot more infections. And there's going to be a lot more deaths if you let it get out of control and let people just come to school no mask, no nothing. You know, and then these parents need to get back to work. So at some point, you have to open the schools and let these children go back to school because people got to get back to work and people got things to do. People got businesses they're trying to run and things they got to do and moves they got to make. If they got very young children, it's hard to do that because they're home at the time that they're trying to make those moves. You know what I mean? So it's a lot. It's a lot, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot. You know, I heard that, like, like so far as the symptoms of coronavirus, they say it's a lot of symptoms. Like if you look, you know, they talk about fever or chills, like what you said you had, you were chill, cold, cough, shortness of breath, you know, difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or, you know, body aches, headache, you know, new loss of taste or smell and you can't taste anything, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea, trouble breathing, of course, again, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to, you know, wake or stay awake, pale gray or blue colored skin, lips or nail beds, depending on your skin tone. But one thing they don't, what I don't really hear people talking about, and I heard this from a doctor. I heard this from a nurse. Rather. She said that people who have COVID, they usually have blood clots in their body, clots their blood clots. And the way to stop, you know, or to relieve blood clots is to thin out your blood with Bayer aspirin. Like, you know, you take Bayer aspirin, they tell you to take garlic. Not garlic, but you can do that too, probably. Ginger. You take ginger, like, however you get put it in your system, or you do it raw, fresh, or make a tea out of the ginger. And they also say tea, black tea, green tea. And they also say to eat, have citrus fruits, you know, orange, stuff like that, tangerine, probably lemon, grapefruit, citrus fruits, you know, in your system. Like, you got to have that.
All right. Hold on, Bobby. I just want to say, Houston Carlos want to speak. We're about to get to y'all in 1 second. Go ahead and finish, Bobby.
Yeah. So those are some things that, you know, you might want to, next time you go food shopping, you might want to have someone pick up some of those things to have. Now, I don't know, like, if, you know, the facts, but I know that those are good things for your system. So, and I know that, I do know that, like, say, Bayer Aspen, it is a blood thinner. So if you got blood clots, thin out your blood so that you can, your blood is flowing, you know, into your system. So, yeah, of course, you know, you got to drink a lot of water and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, those are things to research it, you know. Maybe you can find more out of it. Anybody else out there, research it, you know, and, you know, get it. Get it in your household, you know, take care of you and your families, you know. So, but, yeah, so just in case, you know, you never know, you know, it may work, it may actually do the job. Because I hear that's what people in China was doing to their patients who had COVID. They was giving them tea every day, giving them tea, green tea or black tea, and they was getting better in no time, you know. I heard about aspirin, you know, and all that. So making sure you drink tea. And that's something that a lot of people probably don't do these days is drink tea, you know. But tea is a herb, you know. Black tea is a very good herb. It's good for your system. I mean, you know, I drink coffee, too, sometimes. A lot of people also drink coffee, but drink some tea, you know, as well. You know, that's very helpful, especially nowadays with this COVID stuff going on.
So, you can stay the hell away from people. You can stay the hell away from people and try to avoid
exactly,
the chat in the first place.
let's
get to the first caller, man.
Area code 605,
you're live on air.
Look, if you guys don't want me to call in, just let me know. All right.
Good joke. Joe.
Yeah, this is Joe.
What's
good,
Jay?
How you doing, Bobby?
You called last week?
I called last week.
Joe. Yeah,
nobody,
yeah, it is Joe.
And nobody picked up.
Said, Joe?
Oh, my. What?
Because you
last week.
I said, you did? I don't recall seeing
I did.
Man, I must. I probably walked away from the computer and then never noticed you. That's my bad. You know what happened though. Like you know we called your friend's show, right? You know that, right?
Oh, I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah.
We called.
She and I had
you right there.
Yeah, that's what happened. She didn't show up.
We called last week. And it didn't, we tried, but you said 6 o'clock and then the time was different and we had planned to be available at 6, so we couldn't. But then the following week, which was this past weekend, we actually called. You weren't there. We told her we called on behalf of you. You can go back and listen to our last Saturday show. You'll hear me and Bobby on there. We was talking, and we started talking about all this stuff, police, brutality, and all this stuff, and it got crazy because you know the type of people that she had on our show, and you know where they stand, you know what I mean? So you can only imagine how that went, you know what I mean? You can only imagine how that went. But, you know, we had a nice little feed. You know, and Joe wasn't even there. We called on behalf of Joe, and Joe wasn't even there.
was the relationship show or was it her show afterwards? Was it her 9 o'clock show or the 6 o'clock
show? It was 9 Eastern.
It was 9 Eastern. Yeah. I told Bobby, I said, Joe probably not going to be on here because it's not even a relationship. That's what we called for on behalf of you. But we told her we called on the strength of you. You know, I didn't know y'all had a falling out, but she shouted you out or whatever, but I thought it was weird that, there was no explanation from her that you weren't there, so I figured something must have happened.
I don't even know what happened. You know what? Okay. Now, we were supposed to have the show on Saturday, 2 weeks ago. On Friday, she had a show. I was there. We talked about going on the show. We ended in a very, very good note. She was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. All of a sudden, I go to the show. Well, actually, I was 2 minutes late. So I figured, I'm figuring, wait a minute. She couldn't have ended the show just because I didn't show up, okay, for 2 minutes. So I waited. Show still didn't appear, all right? So then I go back. First off, she's supposed to have a show Monday or 4 days out of the week. So I go back on Monday and Tuesday. I think it was Wednesday. She didn't have a show either, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So on Thursday, I call in to her show, her 9 o'clock show, right? It's about current events. So I call in. You know, she hangs up on me 3 times. So
what?
I don't even know. What the? Yeah.
That's crazy.
She knows. Yeah, she knew my number. She knew it was me. Whoa. I called in the fourth time. I said, hey, I'm being hung up on. She says, you sure are. And then she let me stay. But then I said, well, fuck this shit. So then I left. And then I went to, on a Saturday, I went to the show. Oh, you guys want to go to a good talk show about politics? Saturdays, 9 p.m. It lasts, on the average, 5 hours.
Whoa.
Wow.
5 hours at least. Okay? It starts at 9, and it officially goes off the air at 12, because it's a two-hour show, and then they give you an hour. No, so it's 2 hours. I think they give you the hour. They give you 3 other hours, but I think the first hour, you can. It's part of the archive. But after that, it's not part of the archive. But it'll last, on the average, 5 hours. We have fun. We talk about current affairs. We talk about UFOs, Biden, Trump, all that kind of good stuff. Relationships, very, very, yeah. So if you guys want to go there, he's been on the show. He's been on Black Talk Radio for 16 years. So he's reliable. But getting back to the fucking broad, she's a nice girl. She doesn't curse you out. She's not nasty, but she's a loon. She's a fucking loon. I don't know what. So what happened? I went to the Saturday show, the one I was just telling you about now. There was a guy there who also wanted to call in to the show, the Saturday show. Couldn't call in. He calls in to another one of her shows, and then he says to me that people are bad-mouthing me to her because some of the people I know showed up, and they didn't agree with her point of view about some of the current affairs. So when she, this is what he's telling me. So then he's saying to me, she probably is mad at you for them bad-mouthing you, for letting her, let you on, letting me on the show to talk about stuff that she didn't like. So she's a loon. So I don't even know what the fuck is going on, but I'm saying, fuck it. You know, fuck it. It's not important enough to me. If she doesn't want to talk about it, fuck it. I called in. If she wants to hang up, she can hang up. Fuck it. But, yeah, I called on your show last week. I listened to it for about half an hour or so, but then you didn't pick up, so then I decided to leave. But the thing is that, hey, do not go back for the fucking booster, or you will die. Okay? You've exhibited
I'm not trying to do that.
No. Okay, and Bobby, you too. I don't know if you took it or not. Don't take the vaccine unless they put a gun to your fucking head. I've done my research. Okay? That fucking vaccine is actually literally dangerous, okay? And in terms of the blood clots that you were talking about, once you have the vaccine, if you're starting to get symptoms, okay, there are blood clots that are forming. Bare aspirin isn't going to help. Tea is not going to help because from what this doctor said, there was a doctor on another show, and he was saying that once the capillaries are affected by the blood clot, okay, and it's not allowing blood to pass through, there's nothing you can do about it. So do not take the vaccine, because if you start experiencing some symptoms, then most likely it's because you've got blood clots forming and there's nothing that can be done about it. And like I say, to me, I'm not taking any fucking vaccine. They're going to have to drag me out with my Uzi in my hand because I'm not fucking taking that shit.
I feel you, because I ain't gonna lie. I definitely started to regret it after I did it. I ain't gonna lie. It's like I felt relieved. A part of me felt relieved, but then the other part of me felt regretful. You know what I mean? And now it's like it's already done, so I can't drive myself crazy thinking about it. I just gotta live my life at this point. And
don't take it again.
You know what I mean?
Do not take it again. Because
I'm not trying to take any of those boosters. They got the different variants. They got the different variants.
Ah,
so they're going to be asking people to take boosters because of that, but I'm not feeling it.
I know. No. Save your life, okay? Do your research. I listen to Alex Jones. I don't know if you know about him, but if you listen to him,
Of course.
Okay.
I grew up
about it every day.
Years. Yeah.
Okay, good. Then you can tune in to any of his shows recently. He will talk about the vaccine, and when you listen to what he has to say, you'll fucking never take that vaccine. Okay? Because he's got doctors, Nobel Prize winners. There was a former director of the Pfizer. Remember, Pfizer came out with a vaccine.
Yeah.
And there was a former director of
the first one. Yeah, the first vaccine, Pfizer, yeah.
Yeah. And they said it's dangerous. Both said both of their vaccines were dangerous. They became whistleblowers, okay? So, like I said, I'm not taking it. If they put a gun to my head, then I'll take it. But until then, no fucking way. So I urge you guys, do your research, okay?
Yeah, facts. But see, here's the crazy part, right? Because, I'm a research person. That's why we do the show and other things. But you see what they do, right? Like, you go on YouTube, right? And if you try to look up stuff that's talking against the vaccine, it's hard to even find it. They'll ban the videos. They'll ban the information. So you got to do some deep-sea diving to even find information on it, because they're trying to influence people to take it. So they're trying to remove the information coming from the other side. Right. They're trying to suppress it so you can't find it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So you can go to Rumble. You can go to Rumble TV if you want to see, or go to band.video. That's Alex Jones's video site. Band.video. It's not .video, .com. It's band.video. He's got plenty of videos up there that you can watch. And like I say, if you listen to his show, Every day he talked about the vaccine because the vaccine is a bioweapon. There was the person who used to work for the government many years ago, and he said about a year ago, because he's been on Alex Jones' show off and on, he said that the COVID was a bioweapon, and the vaccine, if they have one, will be a bioweapon. This is a bioweapon.
Wow.
It is amazing. It is there to kill us. I am not joking, and I believe it. I believe it. Do you know, you can go to the virus site, the CDC site, out of 3.5 million people who have called in and made complaints, 200,000 are about the vaccine. 24,000 fucking people have died already from the vaccine, but nobody knows about it because the mainstream media won't,
they suppress it.
Yeah.
A doctor died from it. Look, you remember that doctor, that woman, and she took the vaccine on TV, and she fell out, and she fell out. And the next
I heard
you
about
know,
it.
Right. She soon as she took the vaccine, she stood for a while, and then she started looking a little funny, and then she fell out. And after that, no one ever heard anything else about what happened to her.
There was no
other comment. And this was a nurse that took it to try to show everybody that, yeah, I'm going to take it, to show that it was, you know, good to take. And look what happened to DMX. They said he took the vaccine 10 days before he died.
Yeah.
What about Hank Aaron? What about Hank Aaron? And there was a
Hank Aaron. I'm a baseball player. Wow. See what they said.
Won the beat Babe Ruth record.
He passed away from taking. Wow.
That's right. Wow. 2 weeks later.
Wow. Look at that.
And then there was another famous black athlete who took it. He died 2 weeks later, too, 2 weeks or a month later. And then they lied about him. They said that the there was an autopsy done, and he didn't die of COVID, of the vaccine. I forget if it was either COVID or the vaccine.
Yeah.
But you know what? The family said no autopsy was done. He died of the vaccine, they said. So they lied. Not only did they suppress information, but they lied about them.
I'm not surprised. This is what they do. You know, this is what these big pharmaceutical companies, and this is what they've been doing forever. You know, they want to stand by this stuff, and they don't care about people. We're just a number to them. They're all they're looking at is the dollar signs. You know, so they're not looking at anything else. And if someone passes away, F them. Next, you know,
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, I got another good relationship show for you. I've been going to this one for a while. It's on Sundays at 6 p.m. And the major theme of this show always is that women are overrated. He gets statistics, data, and we talk about how women do not contribute to society as much as they say they do, how they don't contribute to relationships like they do. That they do 40% of the domestic violence in America, and like I said, how they're overrated. So that's his theme every Sunday. If you want, I'll give you guys the number. And
what's the number?
Or let me see. I get the number. Let me get the number.
We've been trying to network. What is it called?
The name of the guy is Ted Santos. So just in case. You don't have the number handy, for whatever reason, Sunday comes, it's Ted Santos. Let me get
Ted
the number
Santos?
For you.
Okay.
Ted Santos, right.
This a BTR show? Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sundays at 6 p.m. Sundays
at
7
p.m. Is that 6 p.m. Eastern? 7 p.m. Eastern time?
7 p.m. Eastern, right. 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Okay, here's the number. It's 323-642-1387. 323-642-1387. Sundays at 7 p.m. That's
Sundays
his show.
At 7
p.m. I don't have anything to do with that. I'm a caller that calls in. His name, again, is Ted Santos. Santos. Yeah, S-A-N-T-O-S.
right. Thank you so much.
So, sure. I mean, you'll enjoy the show. And it's not about him being bitter or us being bitter. He just takes a look at the data.
He looks at the facts. Right.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
And so we talk about it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple of guys who every once in a while show up, and they act bitter as hell. You know, I don't think they one acts real bitter, like he never got laid. That's not a good attitude. You know? I'm serious. He has such a bad attitude. He talks about black women like they're the devil. You're like, he says, Joe, would you ever date a black woman? I said, I don't know. I've dated a few, you know. And he says, well, reconsider. He goes, no, don't. No, black women are like the devil. And he's, you know, but he's not the only one who talks about women like that. But, I mean, he makes it bad if he shows up because sometimes Ted Hand will have, like, a female guest, and this guy will alienate them, you know. You don't want to alienate a woman who might be on your side, you know. But other than that,
right.
I mean, it's a nice, easygoing show. You know, it's
that's
it's,
cool.
And Joe got all the plugs, man. How you got all these plugs,
Joe? Yeah. Man, I go to these relationship shows. I contribute to them. I had my own. You guys got to download the show that I did do with her. It's an eye-opening, very lively, and it's a good show. So her name, remember, is Earlene. Earlene. And the show, it's Joe's relationship show. That's
the show that we had last week.
Yeah. But we had, she and I did a show a couple of weeks before that, like I said.
Listen to that
one. Yeah. Oh, because I brought up the example about what would happen if you had a boyfriend and he was in bed, you got a flat at 3 o'clock in the morning, would you call him to have him help you out if it's going to take an hour for him to get out there to help you? She said, yeah. And then she started giving reason, and she started talking from the woman's perspective. And I said, because I remember that list I told you guys about, how you take out a list, take out a piece of paper, and you put down on the paper what you like, don't like.
Yeah.
Right. We were talking about that, and I said, you know what? The woman that I have in a relationship, she would know, because I would talk to her about this, to have AAA. She would have to call AAA, not me. Not to take an hour out there to change a tire, okay? And it was a good show. It was lively. She wasn't nasty or anything like that. It was a lively show. But, okay, but you want to get back to politics?
Here's my thing. When it comes to politics, because, like, I'm not into politics, but we understand that, like, you don't want to be just naive and not know what's going on. So I pay attention to what's going on. I checked into the media and hear what they're talking about just to be aware of what's happening. But I feel like when it comes to politics, when it comes to left-wing, white, right-wing, Democrat, Republican, I feel like it causes separation. And it keeps people from having just their own independent views because they feel like they got to follow their dedicated party. And that's a part of the problem. That's even a part of the problem with the COVID, the vaccine.
Yeah.
With all of these issues that's going on, it's so much separation. It's hard for us to sit at the round table and have
they
an unbiased discussion.
Right. And not be caught up in Democrat, Republican. I'm just on that. Because
they're
of
both
that's a big problem.
Fucking parties.
Yeah.
It is. They're both frauds. If they think about it, if they were, despite the fact that they had some sort of party allegiance, if they were honest, intelligent people who really wanted to help Americans, okay, would they do all the bullshit, the political theater, all the broken promises that they do? No.
Right.
But they do it anyway. So that's why I follow politics, because politics is very important, because all the laws that they pass, it affects the way that you date.
Right.
It affects
is
the air that you breathe.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's very important.
You
no
know?
Yes. Yes.
It is. So I follow it. So I'm glad you guys do too. I just wish you wouldn't make me wrap my knuckles on the door like I did last week. You know what I'm saying? Guys, you know, just not.
You know you're the homie, Joe. You know we the same one. You instantly getting on. Look, there's a caller that hung up right now because he wanted to talk. But once you came in, it's VIP Joe. So he had to wait. And I got seen for the he hung up. So, yeah.
Oh, no, don't make. No, Joe, hey, don't make. Don't make people wait on the counter. Oh,
No. It's all good because you just explained to something, we deal with order. We deal in order over here. So yours was first.
Okay.
I didn't even know that was you, but I was going to definitely get to the other caller, but I guess he was like, nah, I'm done. So, you know, shout out to that caller. If you want to call back, we'll gladly take you. No hard feelings, you know. It's all good.
Let me give you guys, if you don't mind, a suggestion because I've co-hosted and hosted a number of shows since I've been on BTR.
Yeah.
Whenever you have a caller, let them in immediately, even if somebody else is talking.
Oh, I know.
Okay?
I know.
I got you. Like, let them in.
Even if I'm talking, you say, Joe, we got a caller. I'll say, okay, I'll shut up. Let the person in. Because they'll go away. You don't want to keep people waiting. They're there to talk to you, Tay, and to you, Bobby, and maybe have a discussion with me. And it'll make the show interesting. Because another point of view would add. And if it's the same point of view, then we all four of us can have a discussion. But if people are waiting, they're going to leave.
That's true.
You don't want that because your show... You're paying money for your show to be presented and distribute information to people. So you want people to call in and talk to you, even if they disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why I like when I was running it and I could be like the engineer producer and actually have personalities talking. And then I can screen people.
Right.
I enjoy doing that. But then what I found was people were just come and go. People come and go so much that it's like I can't rely on them. So now I got to be on air talking. And sometimes, you know, we all home. You know, we're not at the studio. We home. So I walk away from the computer. So I can come back. Oh, somebody wants to talk. Oh, I didn't even know. Okay. You know, but that's a lot to do because I get into these conversations. I'm not trying to sit still in front of this computer, you know what I mean, for 2 hours. Like, I'm going to get up and pace a little bit and stuff. And then it's a lot. So I think it's always better when have the personality, you have the person that's handling everything else. Like, handle the chat room, handle the callers, screen the callers, you know what I mean, that stuff.
Right.
You know, so... You know, we've been looking to add another personality to the crew just to, you know what I mean, have more, you know, more flexibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
politics and everything. Like, even doing a BTR show is politics. It's hard to keep people, especially if, you know what I mean, you can't, listen. Bobby will tell you if I'm lying. I have paid people out of my own pocket. Bobby, am I lying? Have I not paid people to be on the show? I have, paid people out of my own pocket, even though I have to pay to have this show. Paid people out of my own pocket just for my appreciation for them to show up every week. And that's still not enough to keep you. You know what I mean? What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do?
So I do it for the love first and foremost because I've always been in entertainment anyway. I've been in media, I am SAG-AFTRA. So I've worked on the set of a lot of, projects. You know, I used to be one of the inmates on HBO Oz, but I was background. I did a lot of back. I used to be as scenes with me in Law and Order. With me, with Joe Piscopo, one of his boy band groups, and I was the only black guy in the group. You know what I mean? So you would definitely see me if you ever watched that episode with Joe Piscopo. But, you know, things like that. So I did have a principal role in an independent film called Return of Fire with this guy.
Right.
Anyway, you know, I did a lot of stuff. So, and also I went to school for, I trained a little bit for, you know, acting for commercials, television, and I was going to get into voiceover.
Uh-huh.
So voiceover is, you know, doing this is like, this is good for my voiceover resume too, doing this Blog Talk Radio. So if I was looking for backstage or NYC casting or whatever, and I see voiceover work, I can be like, yeah, I'm, you know, I do a talk show, and they hand me, they know that I have a voice, they know that I've been working with my voice, then that looks good for me too. So, but I just haven't done it yet, you know. But I can get work on the side doing that. And any one of us can do that because we all have our resume. We can send them our copy, a link of our show. If you ever want to get on, it goes for all of y'all. Y'all can all get voiceover work, you know. So, yeah, just look into it. You don't have to be in a union to get voiceover work. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's why, for me, this is like, it's cool, you know, because I'm used to.
Yeah.
You remember Carlito's Way? Not the one with Rise to Power, the one with P. Diddy. Like, I'm in a scene for a second.
Carlito's Way rings the bell.
Rise to Power. Well, I was the guy who, like, the guy came to it was like a little transaction, sort of like that, in Harlem. Yeah, a little street transaction.
How about that?
So people see, and they use that for like the, like when they was, like, you know, when they show the trailer for a movie coming up. My scene was in the trailer, you know. Yeah. Like my nephew was in the movie with his girlfriend years ago, and he was like, "Oh, why?" He saw the trailer for Rise of Power. And he was like, "Oh wow, that's my uncle right there." You know, I was like, and he called me and everything. Yeah, I felt good. And also, The Sopranos. I was in the scene at the end of the season.
Oh, is that
where?
Oh,
yeah. One of the guys got killed in a restaurant, and I was one of the guys like standing there. And when I heard the gunshot, like I died to the floor. Like people, I was one of the people, like, you know, gunshot. Like, you know, jumping out of the way type stuff, trying, you know, look for cover.
How many
so,
things
yeah,
did
I have
you have to do for that scene?
How many takes for that? It actually was not, I think it was like one or two takes. That was quick. Because once shots went off, it was so realistic because the shot was loud. It was sounded really real, you know. They filmed it out in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah. We went out there to film that scene in this, like, this store, restaurant.
Joe, we kind of been like looking kind of for a female to, you know what I mean, but somebody that's going to be more of a long term fit. So if you got any, you know, if this something you ain't got to, you know, necessarily throw it out on air, even if you got to talk, you know, maybe send us email, whatever, you know what I mean. If you have some people in mind, just let us know because. We definitely want to bring a female to these dating conversations, so you're not only getting the men's side, you're getting a woman's perspective too. But the problem I just found is, like, it's hard to get people to come and stay. You know what I mean? So I'm looking for, like, somebody that's going to be more of a long-term fit, not like, oh, let me try this experiment. They got to be passionate and focused like us, so we can deliver this content on a weekly basis. So,
Right. They want people. You want people to be into it, so that they can stick around. Actually,
so inspired to want
to.
Yeah, because I look out. Like, you know, there's people that stick around. Bobby, tell you, man. I'm not no wealthy man or nothing, but when I see people putting forth effort and helping my brand and stuff, I'm going to bless them how I can. So, you know, they're not going to make a lot of money, but they will make some money, though. If they're a huge contributor, you know what I mean? And if they're reliable and dedicated, they'll make some money. So,
yeah.
Just put that out there for the people that are listening, too. It's Real Talk Radio. It's Real Talk Radio at gmail.com. Email me if you're interested in the opportunity.
Yeah,
Yeah. I was thinking if ever I made it to a national talk show, that I've not been interested in doing a national talk show. But if I ever was, I was thinking about using the same format that BTR does, have callers call in. And if a caller, let's say, would call in and, you know, stick around for a few weeks, I would suggest that the radio station would pay that that particular caller a little bit of a stipend just to show him appreciation. So your idea is good, Tay. If you have, if you know people who are going to call in and contribute to the show, and if you feel like letting them know that you appreciate it, sure, you know? I can think of any woman that I think would be a good fit, because a lot of women, they're not really, they don't want to hear from the male perspective that much. So,
Why wouldn't you want to hear from? I want to hear from the woman's perspective.
Yeah,
I want to hear from everybody's perspective.
Yeah.
And especially the women, because the women, oh, my God, man. What the women will say about men, what they say about how they don't want to put themselves out in order to attract the man, because it's just a man. You know, you got to be out of your fucking mind. Are you kidding me? You want a man, but you don't want to change yourself because you think that self-love means you don't have to change anything about yourself? That's delusional. If you're fucking 5'3" and 180 pounds, you better bet your fat ass you better change. You better lose a little bit of weight if you want to attract the man that you want. You can't just say, here I am, all 5'3" and 180 pounds of me. You can love me the way I am, or you don't have to love me at all. Well, I don't have to love your fat ass at all, you know. Bye.
Yeah. Yep. And you are 100% right, because a lot of women out here are very, very selfish. They are not thinking about you at all.
Oh,
because everything is all about them. Them. It's not about us in a relationship. It's about me. What can you do for me? What have you done for me lately? If you ain't doing anything for me, I got to go. You know, that's the mentality. That's a lot. And I'm not saying most of them. Yeah, that's the mentality. Simple as that.
Well, that's what you're right, and that's what we talk about on Sundays as well too. But it basically boils down to women are overrated. You ever listen to
Bill Maher,
the comedian?
Yeah.
No, not Bill Maher. Bill Burr.
Oh.
Yeah, the comedian.
Oh, you can look him up on YouTube.
Okay.
Look him up the way he talks about women.
He has no filter.
That is right. Oh, man. Oh, that would be so cool. You know what? If you could get him on your show, that would boost your show. If you had Bill Burr on the show.
I don't even think my clout is there to get a... you know what I mean? Like, how? Like, I've been trying to find C to D-list celebrities. Be able to, interview somebody that's actually been in the industry before. That would be great. Because, like, this is second nature. We do this. Like, I wouldn't be starstruck at all. It's easy. This is easy. I could do this in my sleep. Like, I'm going to come up with the good questions. I'm going to ask off tough stuff. We're going to laugh. We're going to debate. It's going to be great. It's going to be great regardless. You know what I mean? It's going to be great.
Yeah,
Joe, let me ask you something, Joe. To get back to the topic at hand, but let me ask you something. So, do you still wear your mask when you go out, or have you abandoned it totally?
No, I do not wear the mask unless I go into a store, because I don't want people to freak out. But I don't wear the mask when I'm outside.
Fuck. Oh, okay.
And nobody's ever said anything. Except one time I was inside a supermarket, brand new supermarket,
I said, "What state are you in again?"
What state? Montana.
What state are you in again? Oh, Montana. I thought Montana.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
we're a little bit more rugged up here.
I almost forgot Montana was a state. You never hear about Montana ever, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm. That's probably
a Montana's a Second Amendment state. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
but like I said,
really
nobody's
going
to say anything.
For all that mandate that.
What's the temperature like up there as far as like how you guys dealt with COVID, how the state, you know, dealt with it, how people have been like dealing with things and stuff. Like, what's the temperature like out there? Because people don't really get to hear much about Montana.
People don't give a fuck out here. They're not wearing a mask. It's a wide open state. But inside the stores, people will do it. But once one brand new supermarket opened up, I walked in, and a few minutes later, a fucking broad walks past me. She's about 10 feet away from me. She says, "Could you please put your mask on over your nose, please?" And I looked at her, didn't say anything, and I kept on shopping. She gets the security guard to come over and suggest to me,
wow,
you know, "Can you put the mask over your nose?" I go, "Okay." You know? Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking Karen. It's fucking telling people, keep your nose under your mask. Fucking fat ass bitch. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Fuck,
yeah,
man.
I've been through that too one time in New Jersey. I went in a breakfast place in the morning and I went out there to work. And so I went, you know, I went to a breakfast place and as soon as I walked in the store, this was an old lady that worked in the store by the counter.
Right.
She was looking at me all crazy. "Could you put your mask on, please?" And I still, as soon as I saw it, I was like, okay, I put it right on. I ain't want people looking at me crazy. And that's the thing. People are so, shook now. They're so shook. When they see me without the mask, they get so, they just go bananas now, you know? It's like, man.
You
want to
hear something that's really...
Yeah.
What, Bobby, sorry.
Oh, no, go ahead. What you were saying? I'm done. Yeah, I just
wanted
to say it.
Do you know, over in England and in America, there is a significant number of people who want others, I'm saying if they want the mask mandate not to be lifted, they feel that even if it is lifted, that they're still going to wear the mask. That's how brainwashed people are.
What? And where is this at now?
Yeah.
In England
and in the United States, the entire United States, something like 15-20% of the people in the United States, and something like 40% of the people in England say that if the mandate was lifted, okay, they would still wear the mask. That's how conditioned they've become to wearing the mask. So I thought to myself, everybody who thinks that, they must be some ugly bunch of fucking people. Because they don't want people to look at their faces. You know?
Yeah.
What other reason could the fuck... You know? Oh, man.
That's crazy.
The COVID,
like,
is not really the danger.
Yeah. They're getting so used to it. And they're getting brainwashed.
Yeah.
And just, you know, they're getting so conditioned to wearing a mask now. It's like people are not going to start wearing the mask. Now, I remember back before all of this. I remember before 2020, before that, like I would say even like 2019, 2018, I used to see, where I'm at in New York, I used to see Asian people, like Chinese or something like that, walk around with masks and stuff covering their entire face. And I used to look at them crazy. Like, I didn't say nothing. I looked like wondering why he was walking down the street with a mask on. But I never thought much of that time, you know. And boom, now here we go. Now here comes 2020. Now everybody is wearing a mask. Everybody.
Right.
If I would have worn a mask then, I would have gotten
you would have been arrested.
I would have got arrested, right?
That's right.
I would have been suspect. Yeah. Police would have probably gunned me down. Yeah. So, but now.
Because
you
sure as hell wouldn't. They wouldn't have thought of you as the Lone Ranger. They would have thought of you as a potential bank, you know.
Right,
or something. Yeah. An armored truck mother. Oh, something. Yeah.
You talk about New York. I was in New York, what was it, 5 or 6 years ago. I was in the tunnel between Grand Central Station and another station. And in the tunnel were Asian people. They were all wearing masks.
Oh, you saw it?
It was like six to seven or maybe 10 of them. And I'm going, you know, I know why if we're in China, they, you know, because the smog over there is the worst of the worst on the planet. So people wear masks over there way before COVID started. But then over here, they're wearing masks. I'm going, the fuck? You know, and every one of them was Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
I think it was in the tunnel.
It was the Asians. That's who I first saw walking around with masks. The Asian people, Chinese people. So, then next thing you know, bam, COVID. But you know, every like 20 years, there's a new virus that breaks out. You ever notice that? If you think
Yeah.
The swine flu.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I think this stuff is man-made, man. I think this stuff is man-made. It
is.
Make sense to me.
It is man-made.
I think this stuff is man-made.
You
got to
listen to Alex Jones.
It is man-made, see? It's man-made. They put
it
out.
I don't even know how you said you got to go to the website. Because I used to listen to Alex Jones on YouTube. They shut him down. It's cancel culture now. You can't say anything that's unpopular. They will cancel you.
They threatened, they told everybody conspiracy theorists.
Right.
But he's the one who put me on. Get this. He's the one who was talking about Bitcoin in 2008. And I got down with it. Now look at Bitcoin now. $30,000 a coin. He was the one telling people about Bitcoin back then in 2007 or 8. And that wasn't the first cryptocurrency. But the other one that came out just didn't do well.
There was
another currency, but the Bitcoin kept going. And
oh, Bitcoin wasn't
now.
The first? Oh, I thought it was.
No, it wasn't the very first. No, but it was the first one that like went big. No, it wasn't the first. I don't remember the name of the other one, but it wasn't the first. But it was one of the first. And he was telling InfoWars. See, this is the stuff that the mainstream media news don't tell us. They don't never share this. You know, they all work for Walt Disney. You know, they don't want us to know all this stuff. But that's why they shut down Alex Jones. They called him a conspiracy theorist and shut down his channels.
Once you get labeled as that, they say, okay, you're crazy now. So that's not a label you want, boy. You get that label, they're going to really come after you.
Yeah.
I told you, YouTube did that to me.
Yeah.
I did a video for YouTube about 9/11, and because I shared my views, which was, I guess, going against the grain or whatever, YouTube shut me down because they said what I said was hate speech, and I basically was saying things that contradict the official report of 9/11, which you have to you have to be very naive to believe the mainstream media's their story of what happened on 9/11. And I just said what I felt. And I got flagged for hate speech.
You can't tell YouTube the truth. They would shut down your channel.
Hate speech. I got flagged.
Hate speech.
They're doing it to everybody. You don't even have to be known, and they're flagging you.
Can you imagine?
It's crazy.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
And you're telling the truth. You're saying you're speaking
crazy.
Your truth, and you got.
I mean, whatever happened
down.
To free speech? Like, what happened to free speech?
Free speech is not.
As long as you're
not
threatening somebody,
you
long as you're not being a threat to national security or a threat to the people, and you're not being literally hateful, you should be able to say what you want. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That you can't have your own opinion and share it. They're censoring people. It's crazy.
They're censoring people big time. Yeah, they're censoring all the right wing or what they call the right wing, the conservative viewpoints. And they're letting the liberal viewpoints just proliferate throughout the social media and throughout the internet. Because then you know that the government, because they're in bed with the government, you know that the government is against free speech now. Biden even said that the first 10 amendments, they're not unalienable. He said they can be altered. He said that about a month or so ago. That old fucking doddering fool doesn't even know where the fuck he is. And he's talking about altering the first 10 amendments. The fucking piece of shit.
Yeah. They want to rewrite the Constitution and everything. They want to change it up.
Yeah.
So
this is not the America that, you know, that it should be. It never really was, okay? But still, it was better under Trump than it was under Biden, or is under Biden.
Now, see, I'm not going to go there. I cannot stand Trump, so I'm, no. No.
Oh, no?
No, there's no Trump support over here on my end. I can't stand that fool.
All right.
Not at all.
Well,
not,
that would make for a good...
But see, I feel like, yeah, for sure. But I just feel like, again, once you get the pop, because when the politics come into play, now you got, once you're on one side or the other, for instance, you can say Trump, all right, Trump might have had some things that was good for people, good for Americans, even good for some black Americans, right? He probably did. But then the controversy, too. But then it's like, okay, well, if you're a Trump supporter, they're going to look at you like, all right, well, that means you believe in all his views and all his philosophies, and you support everything. People are going to automatically assume that. And all it's going to do is cause bickering back and forth and arguing and stuff because people are like, well, how could you put this, support this, and support that? The same thing with Joe Biden. You might support some things, not everything, but, oh, you're a Democrat,
right.
you support Biden. I can't. Because now we can't even get to the core of things because we're going back and forth on parties, political parties,
right,
instead of talking about the real issues. That's my issue with either side. That's why I don't even consider myself a Democrat or a Republican. You know what I mean? I'm a guy, and I'm going with what seems or feels right to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
why can't
America
be that? Why does it have to be red and blue? Like, why?
Because we've all been brainwashed.
They're controlling us through that.
We've been brainwashed. Yeah.
Yes.
We've been brainwashed.
They're controlling us.
You guys would enjoy the 9 o'clock show on Saturdays. That's called Beyond the Mainstream because it's conservative, and we're Trump supporters, but we're not cult Trump supporters. Three of us, like, for example, I supported Trump after he got into office. I didn't vote for him because I thought he was a megalomaniac. But then when he restrained himself from going to war, I started following his policies, and I liked him. But he supports this vaccine. And I'm saying to myself, you got to be kidding me. This vaccine is so fucking dangerous, and you can find out information if you wanted to, him especially, since he's out of the presidency now. He doesn't, you know, people say, well, he's surrounded by people who mean him harm. I'm saying, wait a minute. He's a fucking civilian now. He's not the president. He's in charge of his life now. He can do whatever he wants. So I don't believe this shit that he's insulated and doesn't know what's going on in America simply because of the people around him. Because he's never been a guy to ever take orders from anybody else. He's always been in charge of his own destiny, his own company, whatever he wanted to do. It got watered down a bit when he became president because he had to play some politics. But now that he's a fucking citizen and he's supporting this vaccine, no. So we bring that up. We believe that he did a good job as a president, but we have doubts about him with his support of the vaccine. It makes for good conversation. Like I said, the talk show, it goes on the average, 5 hours.
Yeah,
are you breaking up a little bit there, Joe?
Okay, there you go.
Oh, I am? Oh.
No, not now.
Is
just
better?
Worse for a few
I have
seconds.
To call back.
You're good.
Yeah,
you're good now.
Yeah.
You're good.
Oh, okay. All right. And then from there, you can
The last show you told us about, we showed up, and the first thing I was saying, I'm like, man, Joe would think that we just left him hanging. No, we called. We tried two weeks in a row, Joe. The first time the time was changed, and the second time we called, you weren't there.
I got kicked off my own show by the fucking broad. So I know how you feel. You know. But it doesn't matter because people are always asking me to co-host or host their show anyway. So every once in a while, I do my own. I do my own thing by hosting another person's show who asked me on co-hosting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. I'm looking for a relationship show. I'd like to have a show on relationships because I've enjoyed that one. Remember when you used to go to Emperor Empress?
Ebony Empress? I just was talking about how on WhatsApp, like, recently, I think I'm going to bring her on, and do like a two-part show where we talk some relationship stuff, and you know, that's how I know you through Ebony, so you know you're going to have to show up for that, Joe.
Ebony Empress. I was a co-host with her. People ask me to co-host or to host a show. And like the show on Saturday, he's asked me to host the show, which I've done either two or three times. Well, I'm the host. He's the co-host. He allows me to be the host and to take the show wherever I want to take it. So it's, I'd like to have a relationship show. Because I really like relationships. I really like to talk about
That's the thing. And see, here's the good thing about a relationship, right? When you talk relationships, now we're going to talk politics. Depending on how far left or how far right you are, it's going to cause some separation and some disputes. But when we sit here and talk relationships, we're all just human beings at that point. We're just a guy or just a woman. Mm-hmm. That's it. Now we can set the politics aside and just speak from our own personal life experiences. That's what I like about the relationship topics.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Yeah, because
everybody
just
can talk from their own. Yeah.
From their own experience.
From their own perspective. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, man, you got to, I don't know, Joe is a mysterious guy, man. Joe is like, I don't even know if Joe really exists. He might be a computer program or something, man.
I am. I'm a CGI.
Joe might be an app.
I don't exist.
I think I can go on the Play Store and download Joe right now. I think he's an app or something, man.
That's right.
You can
look me up on
one
YouTube.
Going to have to hit the boxes. Hit the boxes that has the red light. You know those boxes?
Yeah.
See if you're a human being.
That's right. I'm not.
You got like
look me up on YouTube.
I don't know, man. I know you said you got on social media. You got like an email or something, man.
I don't give out my email. I don't give out my phone number. I am mysterious. I stay mysterious because the people on the internet,
I know. I feel you.
I love to spread lies about you. Oh,
I understand. This is what I want you to do, because I respect your privacy. This is what I want you to do. Shoot me an email, so that way you don't have to send your email over the air. But you want my email, It's Real Talk Radio, ITS, It's Real Talk Radio @gmail.com. Shoot me an email, man, so we can talk about some stuff behind the scenes, all right?
I don't do that, Tay. I don't do that. I don't send out emails privately. I don't give people my phone number. This phone number here is not my phone number. You won't get a hold of me on this phone number.
This guy. This guy.
Not on the internet.
Okay. Wrong with
I learned my lesson. No fucking way.
Yeah, no, some stuff I just want to talk about off air. But, hey, I respect it.
It's
certain things that just can't be discussed on air. You know what I mean? Certain things just can't.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, not on air. Certain things got to be talked off air. But I respect it. I respect it.
I tell you what you can do if you want. Have a show and put the show on private. And nobody can listen.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like
fine.
When you
it's
take
like a little green room thing.
You can go on the green room.
We call it, we typically call it the green room.
Yeah, the green room. You know,
yeah.
But no, because on the internet, I'll tell you, reason. I was on a show one time, and you know what happened? There's this fucking guy named Beasley. He hasn't been around for a long time. He used to be a troublemaker. And there's another guy named Orfax. He was a nice guy. He was a funny guy. Beasley got a fucking thumb up his ass, and he wanted to expose Orfax. He spent money to do research on this guy Orfax. Found out that this guy, I shouldn't have mentioned his name, but he did something. Orfax is a matter of public record with regards to his marriage. So he exposed a certain fact about the marriage on the show for no reason. He just didn't like the guy. So, you know, you can't. He doxed him. He talked about him. He spent money to find to find out about some private family situation. That's bullshit. Well, so I say, no, fuck it.
Yeah.
And then another show used to go on.
Yeah.
You know, I say I'm avoiding all that bullshit because not a lot of people, but some people wanted my email, they wanted my phone number. No. And this is because when Block Talk Radio is done, is over with, it's over with. The internet is the internet is a bitch beyond Block Talk Radio. They'll fucking talk about you, lie about you like a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's a fact.
Yeah. It's cruel.
Back in 2000.
It's cruel, man.
Yeah. I created a coalition for Ron Paul, right, in order to try to get him elected president. Do you know the internet took off, lied about me, lied about my partner and I because I started it, but I made him the head. Made him head because he was known in the Libertarian Party. So I said, okay, he's got brand name credibility. I have no credibility. So I made him the head of the coalition. They lied about him, especially about him, because they thought he was the head of the whole shebang. They never met us, okay? Never met us. Lied about us, and that's a lesson I learned also back in 2007. Before I came to Bob Block Talk Radio, if they don't like what you do, and these were people from the Libertarian Party too. I'm a Libertarian. They didn't like the way that we were conducting our particular coalition, the way that we wanted to do, especially me. I was the real head. He was the titular head. He was the person that people thought was the head, you know. But having talked to that guy in years, and they talked about us like a. Because they wanted to do things their way, we wanted to do things our way, and they started to lie. They lied about us. Never even met us. So I learned my lesson then. I said, fuck the internet. You know, if I don't break bread with a person in person, okay, then they're nothing to me but just an internet voice. And I kept it that way. No email, fucking phone numbers. Nothing. And I'll tell you, you guys should do the same thing in case anybody, you know, unless somebody is offering you a job. But in case some people want to know about you, be aware. Because
I've gotten infiltrated in trouble before. I'm a laid-back guy, you know what I mean? So I don't, it's like, dude, you, man, what you going to, like, ain't nothing left. I'm not married or nothing. You can't ruin my marriage. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? But I told you, I know, I understand. My former female co-host, we had a guy that kind of, like, did some digging because we had a little falling out and found out about her and went and posted that picture.
There you go.
Talking about she's an ugly bitch and all of this and posting her stuff online.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen before. That's what I said. There's no hard feelings, or not. I get it, and I respect people's privacies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know. Yeah, because now you've been through it. I've been through it. I don't know about Bobby, but you know, once is enough for me.
I actually, I mean, I had on Facebook. I had like made comments and stuff, certain comments about whatever the topic was. And then I had people say some nonsense, you know, to me, like responding to me. But I never respond back. I just keep it moving. I just like, whatever, you know.
Right.
Somebody want to get into a little conversation or try to say something negative, I just keep it moving. I don't even feed into it, you know. So I've been through that, like, on Facebook. But not so far as, like, internet yet because I don't, you know. I'm not saying it's not going to happen because I am going to be out there, you know. So, but,
yeah.
So I know what you're saying.
Yeah, like I do
like
think
Facebook.
That the email is a safer way of because you can make a dummy email. You can make a dummy email that don't have your government name and stuff like that. So I do think that email is a more kind of anonymous way of communication. You know what I mean? Basically, I just want to talk some networking stuff with you. It's some stuff that I didn't want to talk about on air, but. It's something that, you know, hey, let's figure it out, you know what I mean? Whatever makes you comfortable, I'll be
devoted
to your privacy for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to the green.
Yeah, but then we got to pick a day, and how are we going to talk to even communicate on what day it is, other than when we're on here?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I got you. Yeah.
You know, look, it'll work itself out, Tay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it'll work itself out.
Now, if you're thinking about
showing me appreciation, you don't have to. You know, you don't have to. I don't need to come to your show to be paid because I enjoy your and Bobby's show to come just by myself without any motivation except the fact that I like the show. So.
Yeah, you're probably one of our favorite callers, man, if not the number one. So.
Well, that's cool. I like that. I'm going to see if I can dig up a female co-host for you guys and a female co-host for me because I want to have a relationship show with a female co-host. I think it's interesting when you have a guy and a girl discussing relationship perspectives from
both sides. Yeah,
that's what I used to like about my former co-host that helped me get this thing started. It was like it was a male and a female. You got both sides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she wasn't.
That's right.
Afraid to bite her tongue on things. So, you know, that's what made it cool.
Yeah, it's good to have a female co-host and get both sides, the male and a female perspective.
That's right.
I tell
you. But one who knows a place.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think, like, let's say a 20-year-old would be, she's going to have to have some life experience. Like, I couldn't do a 20-year-old female co-host.
No.
She hasn't lived enough yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be at least 25. She got to be at least 25.
Yeah.
She got to have some type of life experience.
She better have some tough skin, too, because she's not, I don't care how liberal she thinks she is. If she hears about the perspective for men the way that we really feel, she's going to fucking turn inside out because a lot of women don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to hear how, you know, we love women. But you got to know your place, chickies. You got to know your place. You can't just wear makeup and think all you bring to the table is your fucking makeup and your mascara. Not happening. You got to bring something substantial, okay? Plain, real talk. So,
men
are
waking
up. You have to get down.
Men are waking up now.
The women are.
They better, exactly.
The men better wake up.
Exactly. Exactly. It's too much simping going on right now. We better wake up. This is getting out of control.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. We talked about that on the Sunday show. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. That's true.
There is too much simping. But that's the way.
Oh, I can't hear anything.
Hello? What happened? You hear anything?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? I can't hear Joe.
What happened to Joe?
Oh, no, we lost Joe.
Wow.
Carlos has been hanging out with us the whole time, I guess, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maybe they just was cool.
But,
he's listening.
Thanks for calling Joe.
I don't know.
You know,
that was
call back if you can. Well, I don't know what happened right there.
It's all good.
It's all good.
See, that's the cool. See how we can just have a real conversation? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you just start, like, and anybody that calls in, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be like people talking on the phone. Like, you know, so if you're a little hesitant about chiming in, you're good. You know what I mean? You don't have to have the same views as us. We're going to let you talk.
Right.
But we're going to let you talk. Trolling will not be tolerated, though. And it's okay to have a different view, but you cannot be toxic. If you're toxic, you got to go. So
right,
don't
that,
be
you know,
toxic.
Toxicity.
Be respectful. No trolling. Don't be toxic.
Right.
Be respectful. No trolling. And you'll be good.
Yeah, because
I noticed
like
there was some people
talk.
Warring today that
like
numbers that I didn't recognize.
Yeah,
and I don't want people to think that they're not welcome. Like, no, you're welcome to call in. The caller that was had hit the button after Joe, the reason why I didn't bring, I know Joe was saying, you know, yeah, definitely check, get your callers, you know, but I'm like, yeah, but we do order. That's just how we roll. We do order. So if somebody's talking, I'm going to let that person talk, and as soon as they talk, then I'll bring them. I think Joe is back. I think that's Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Joe. I think Joe is back. Yep, Joe is back. Joe?
Yeah, sorry, guys. What happened is my app only lasts about
crazy.
an hour or nine minutes.
Oh, you're
on
an app. Okay. I told you. Look, I told you Joe is an app. I told you Joe was an app, man. He's an app, man. He's an actual app.
I am AI. I am CGI. I am not real. I am a artificial intelligence. So yeah, my app, like I said, went dead. The thing is that you were talking about simping. We talked about that this past Sunday. I don't know what the topic's going to be this coming Sunday, but you guys have two good shows to go to. Saturday, 9 p.m. The one I gave
Ted
you.
Ted Santos?
Did I give you the number for
Ted
that?
Santos?
No.
Ted Santos
3-2-3. Sunday.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I do
Ted
say
Santos,
Sunday, 7
Sunday.
p.m.
Sunday.
Right.
Sunday
at 7 p.m. Yeah, that's the one I got. That's the one I
you
got written
down.
Right.
Is it the Earlene number?
Oh, yeah, we already got Earlene. We already got her from the last
you
time.
Got Earlene's number. No, you got Earlene's number. This one is Ted Santos' number. That's the Sunday show at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
He's been
yeah,
on
we
for
have
a 323
number. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the show I go to on Saturdays is a political show. That's the one that lasts 4 to 5 hours. And you guys would enjoy coming in and talking on that show because there'd be conservatives there. And we don't all see eye to eye, so it also makes for an interesting back and forth. So
what's the name
but the relationship
that,
show I know you guys would like to go to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, of course.
What's the name of the other one, the one that's for 5 hours? What's the name of it? Let the people out there hear in case they want to go.
Yeah, it's called Beyond the Mainstream. Beyond the Mainstream. I can give you the number for that one, too.
Yeah, what's the number?
I'm
doing this off the top of my head. 347-324-3752. Now let me verify that because I got the number here. Let me check it out. That's the number off the top of my head because I've given out the number to other people, especially like when I was the host of the show. Okay, let me make sure.
And that's
it's
Saturday, right?
347. Yeah, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
All right.
347-324-3752. Yeah, my memory is decent on that.
See, you're an app.
Yeah, I'm an app.
You know, I'm trying to, because I'm like, Blog Talk is a unique circle of hosts. It's a different experience from like these other podcasts. And I've been trying, I used to do this and I used to be successful at it. But Blog Talk had way more people before the rise of Instagram Live, Facebook Live, and all of that stuff. This is a lot more popular because now you'll still get like the older people still can appreciate this, but the young people want to be on Instagram Live and all of that stuff. This is a lot more subtle and laid back. And I almost completely gave up on it, but then I decided, it was stuff going on, I wanted to talk about it, and I came back, and then I grabbed Bobby, and then here we are. And I'm like, well, what is the community like now? Like, where are the people at? So I am looking to network with the people who are not doing an experiment and this, their third show, and you don't know if they're going to stay. I'm talking about the people that's been on here for years, like us.
Right.
I'm trying to meet the people, the people that's long term. Like, where are they at?
Right.
The people that have been on here for 3 years and up. 3 years and up. Where are they at? So we can build. We can network. We can come on each other's shows. You know, we can,
right.
You know, we can have a part one. Me and Ebony could do would be a part one on my show, part two on her show, stuff like that. You know what I mean? So I'm looking to start doing stuff like that again. But
that's good.
I'm trying to dig them out. You know what I mean? I'm trying to dig them out and find these other hosts and see if we can break bread, basically.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I wish
I owned BTR. Yeah, I mean,
it'd probably be a lot better because it's, you know, we talked about that, like, this is a good platform, but there's a few things they could do. This could be, even though it's a good platform, it's convenient, this could be so much better. If they could do a few things, this could be off the chain. Like, they need a great app. Why don't we have a great app? Mm. I'm not talking about a rinky-dink app. I'm talking about a real app. Like a great app. Mm. That's one thing that's missing. I could talk for days about stuff, but the app, having a great app would be good because a lot of times you'll tell somebody, oh, tune into the show, and like, okay, they'll click the link, maybe they'll click it, but if it's an app and it's convenient and it's easy and it's like it draws their attention and it's put together the right way, people will gravitate more if they have a great app. Let them customize their profile, not just the host. Let the people that fans, like the supporting the host, let them be able to customize a profile too. And there's so much stuff you can do, man. So much stuff you can do to make this better.
Because people can participate that way.
Yes.
And another reason why Facebook.
Yeah.
One reason why Facebook is successful is because you can always go and make a post anytime, day or night. But BTR, most people would rather talk than type. But see, what happens is most people have a show like once a week, so it only it restricts people to only coming to the show once a week. Now, suppose I know some people have shows 5 days out of the week, so they have it allows other people to come to the show. Now, if a person wants to have a show 5 days out of the week, now let's say he doesn't, he only wants to have a show once a week, twice a week, all right? Because it costs a lot of money to have five days a week. You got to pay extra for that, do you? Hey, do you have to pay extra to have?
No. You pay extra. Well, of course, you're the free account only going to give you 30 minutes. But if you want to be able to have a 2-hour show, then like that's the $40 one. But then if you want to have a 3-hour show, that's the $100 one. And if you get the $100 one, you can have like a more shows per day. You can have like 2 or 3 shows per day. You can have more shows per day with the more expensive account. And then you know, all the other rest of the stuff that come with it. But, yeah.
Suppose you can still do
5 days a week.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask you. If you had like 40, if you were paying $40 a month, and if you did it 5 days a week, and if you used YouTube to promote Blog Talk Radio and use Blog Talk Radio to promote YouTube and Instagram, that's how you network amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
And then you get more people drawn into you, drawn into it.
Right.
And then
that's
you can then work with their
talking network. About. Remember, Tate, you was
talking about. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Bobby, tell Joe about your little YouTube thing you got going on.
I started, me and Tay is doing the producing. We're going to be recording a YouTube show. It's going to be my show. It's going to be Real Talk with Bobby G, the voice of New York. We're going to record it. It's going to air every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Okay.
Every Sunday morning. So we'll be airing. It's going to be only like around 15 minutes, a quick show because of YouTube, you know. And it's not, it's not video. It's not, you know, so you won't see me, but you will hear me when you go on the link. Yeah, we will have a picture or whatever of the topic. And then
you know, you listen to it for a few minutes, and it'll be out on Sunday. Well, we did the first one last Saturday, and then it aired Sunday. So, yeah, so that was my first. So I felt good. But that's my very first, like, my thing, you know. But Terry's still with me in the background, so he's doing it. And then he may also chime in from time to time. And I could be like, you know, my producer said this, my producer said that. He mentioned, you know. So he's still part of it. But, yeah, so, you know, and he's a producer.
Have you guys thought about this?
Yes.
All right. Have you guys thought about this? Not only can you record, you know, from Blog Talk Radio, but you can put the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and you can upload your podcast to YouTube.
That's what we want to do. That's exactly what we're saying. Okay, I really
need to get what is it called? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. It's a little code thing. I can't think of the name. Why can't I think of the name? The RSS feed. The RSS feed. That's when you, you record it. Like, record it. Yes, it automatically sends it to Stitcher, iTunes, and all the major podcasting platforms. Just automatically the RSS feed sends it there. I've seen my podcast pop up on a site I never heard before, a podcasting site because of the RSS feed. But iOS has been corrupted, and BTR, Joe, you probably, I know you've been here for a long time, so you remember when you could actually call customer service and talk to them, right? You remember those days, right? The
BTR, I remember.
Right?
Yeah.
You can't do that no more. You have to email them, and so now it's difficult communicating with them because you got to email them and wait for them to email you back. Our RSS feed is corrupted, and what happened was I stopped doing the show for a whole year. I decided to come back. Then I stopped doing that show. When you're not premium anymore, Blog Talk Radio removes your content and only leaves you a certain amount of content, like 30 hours or something like that of content. Well, I got over 400 shows.
Okay.
So all that stuff was gone.
Yeah.
When that happened, it affected iTunes and Stitcher and everything. So I'm like, where's my content? And they're like, we removed it because you got the free account. I'm like, oh, man. So I went through trouble. I was scared that they lost all my content. But it took like weeks. But they finally got it and uploaded every show that I ever did back onto BTR. But the RSS feed did not get it. So didn't get everything. So right now on iTunes, we got like 6 shows from like 2014.
Oh.
It's ridiculous. So all this content, including the show, is not being uploaded.
Right.
And with Stitcher, we got 100 or 200 something shows out of 400. So all of it's not being uploaded there neither. And it all started when I stopped doing the premium account and BTR pulled my shows. And when you pull something, if you pull the show from whatever account you're using to record it, the main one, the RSS feed is going to adjust. So if you remove it, it's going to remove from the RSS feed, so it's removed from iTunes. I never got that stuff back, and I've emailed them several times and tried to troubleshoot, and they've not been able to help me yet. And it's frustrating because iTunes is the number one podcasting platform in the world, number one. And Stitcher is one of the top ones.
Uh-huh.
And for us to not have all our content there, it's frustrating.
Right.
It's frustrating.
Of course.
You know,
it's all your material. It's all the effort that you poured into it from years ago.
Yes.
And they lost it or they deleted it. Yeah.
Yes, man. Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
And
it would have been great to have that iTunes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the old shows with Agony and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
All of that stuff, man. All of original material,
I've got some. Oh, I downloaded some of the shows. You got to hear. Maybe one of the days when you have time, I can play a clip of what happened on Ebony's show. It's the funniest 4 fucking minutes. Oh, fuck. It was funny. Man. Oh, shit. I know, but there was a show when I first came on BTR that they made me the co-host. I said, okay, cool. But then They themselves stopped the show about a year later. From that time on, let me see, I came on in 2006, I think it was. So in 2007, 2008, they stopped the show. And from that, then a couple of years ago, I wanted to go back to see if I could listen to a few of those old shows, see if they had them. They didn't have them anymore. They deleted them. So I know what you're talking about. You got to keep, they don't keep your shows forever.
Not unless you're paying for that premium account. And if you think about it, it makes no sense because don't they want traffic to have advertisers? Well, how do you expect to have traffic if you're removing the content? Even if a person's not premium, there's still value in having that content on your platform. Some of these shows might got thousands of views, and it might be timeless content. Why would you remove it? Because you never know when it's going to get it. You're going to get another spike. It might go viral. It might be something that's just like clicks and goes viral, and people gravitate towards it. But you're deleting people's content. You're taking away from yourself and that person. It makes no sense at all.
They're certainly taking away from the host of the show. I think they delete it because it's taking up too much space on their servers.
That's probably what it is. But it's doing a disservice to them, like to the actual companies itself. You can find a way to make that
make sense and still be profitable because, you know, it's like you're making like when I download my show, I'll hear like an advertisement at the beginning. So not when I air live, but when I download the audio, there's always like an advertisement. But guess what? They're not giving me anything for those advertisements. Think about over almost going on 500 shows, right, that I've done.
Right.
And think about the tens to hundreds of thousands of views that is generated. And you think about the advertisements that's able to be played and clicked, regardless of how much each individual show got. Look at the grand scale of things and the fact that you're getting advertisers, but you're not giving me anything from the advertisers. You're making a profit.
Right,
like, I'm paying you every month to have this service. So not only are you getting the money from me, but you're still getting the advertisers as well. And I'm not getting nothing, but still bringing viewership to your website. So you're getting value.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. Don't even get me started with this. This is going to piss me off.
Sounds like a sweatshop. China. Sweatshop.
But, you know, we just do this for the passion. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you can go and look one day. And maybe your grandkids can come and listen to all these, and maybe some children who you won't live to see, they have a record.
Right.
They have something to turn to, and they can listen to all these hours and hours of content of you talking and just sharing your views on life and what's going on in the world at that time. And I'd be wishing that I've had this from, like, relatives who are no longer here, and I'm like, I wish I had an archive of them. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could sit back and listen to my grandfather talk.
I know.
I wish I could hear it right now, but I can't.
I know exactly how you feel.
You know what I mean, Joe?
You know what I...
That's,
you know,
that's important.
When I say I know exactly... It is. When I say I know exactly how you feel, I know exactly how you feel. I thought of... I have some damn good relatives. So I figured, because I'm way younger than they were, right, that they would probably die before me. So what I did, I had a tape recorder with me when I would visit a few of them to keep them alive. And I can listen to the conversations that we had.
Yes.
So I know exactly what you mean. Because to me, the memory it's better than a memory, because memories fade.
Hell yeah.
But when you have the actual recordings or actual video of your favorite people, that is forever. So I know exactly how you feel. I am so glad that I did it, because
That was smart.
They died too young as far as I'm concerned, man, you know, and they were good people. But when I listened to the old tape recordings I have of them, you know, and I had their voice like they're still here because, you know, the voice didn't change.
Exactly.
Ah, man.
And you know what? Your family and your children's children or the, you know, all of the younger generation of your family, they're not going to have that problem because all they got to do is click to come on, sign on to the website, and they got all this content.
And download.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So all they got to do.
Yeah, but you know, you got to make sure that you don't let BTR remove your content. You're
downloaded.
Have to get the content.
You gotta download every
right.
episode.
That's right. I downloaded
every episode now. I have every episode. Bobby, remember what I was telling you? Bobby, remember what I was telling you? I need you to download every episode too. We gotta both have copies of everything. So one of these weekends, remember we talked about that. One of these weekends you gotta sit there. It's gonna take hours and hours, but it's gonna be worth it. You gotta download every last episode. Have to do it.
Got it.
Why don't you instead of, why don't you send him, like for you were talking about, you can have, there's a, you can use free sites for landing sites. You can upload your content, Tay, to the site, and Bobby can download from there. Instead of him searching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with it.
And taking time.
I do it.
What you mean? Like,
I mean, whatever.
Because, you know,
I'm
sure you have, you have yours organized.
What's that?
And you can just
like
upload it to the site.
I do.
Yeah.
Even the title, the date, I got it organized to a T. Like the title, the date, everything. It's the file name. The title and all that's the dates are in the file name, so it allows you to be able to scroll down in order of the date and time. You know what I mean?
Right. That's right. I hear you.
If you could send it to a Dropbox,
sure.
I have Dropbox. And I have Dropbox.
Oh, no.
It's
way too many. Too many bytes, too many megabytes or whatever. So the file size, you're talking about hundreds of shows. Like, Dropbox only going to allow a certain amount. You know, but we'll definitely make it happen. Matter of fact, as soon as this show ends, I'm about to go ahead and save this show and all the other shows I didn't save just to make sure that I'm staying on top of it. You know what I mean? Because the last few shows we did,
I didn't save.
And now I'm about to save everything. Yeah. You got to do that.
That's right.
Anybody that's listening that's on BTR, make sure you save everything. Because what happened to me can happen to you. They can delete your material. They can.
Mm-hmm.
And they will if you stop being premium. So save everything to your get an external hard drive or a flash drive and save everything.
Yeah,
man. So with that said, we're about to get out of here, man. So Joe, as always,
okay,
we appreciate you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And you can call in anytime. We're gonna check out those shows that you were telling us about. You know. Thanks for calling, man. You're always a huge contributor.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So
man,
I guess
always
great
to have
next
on,
time
Joe.
Next. Thanks, Bobby.
And we will be
I guess
calling
next Tuesday
on,
I'll come back.
Sunday, right? Will you be on Sunday on the
I'll
okay,
be there Sunday. He should
all
right.
Right.
He's been there far since I found him. Huh?
If you can, we do a 15-minute grace period, you know, the 15-minute grace period before you air. So if you can next week, if you call in on that we call it the Grand Rump, the 15-minute grace period before the show airs, then we can, like, have that little discussion that I was talking about because I don't want to have it on air. So that 15-minute grace period.
Yeah.
So are you at Eastern Time Zone, right? You're Eastern Standard Time?
I always do everything Eastern Time because I don't want to have to try. Cause
complicated.
People come from Mountain Time.
Okay.
Eastern Time.
Yeah.
I always say Eastern Time and let them figure it out. So what time do you want me to show up?
9:45 Eastern Time next Tuesday. Call 9:45 Eastern Time. We'll have that 15-minute grace period before the show, and I can, you know, let you know what I was what I was talking about.
All right. You don't want to do it now?
All right.
Because you do have archive time. But it might be in archive.
Yeah,
okay.
But just
the
ninth part of my actual recording. Yeah, I want to do it off air.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
the 9:45 next Tuesday.
9:45 next Tuesday. Call in.
That's Eastern time, right?
Eastern time.
9:45
Eastern time next Tuesday. Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. That'll be good. I'll see you then, Tay. I'll see you, Bobby. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Appreciate you. You too, brother.
Yeah. All right.
Take it easy, guys.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Peace. All right. So, that's Joe. So, what time it is? We got to close the show because then we give you like 10. They used to give like a 30-minute, 45-minute grace period of you talking. The last time I looked, it was only like 10 minutes, and I don't want it to cut off while we're talking. So I just give a final rules, closing statement. I know we kind of started, got away from the topic, but, I mean, we had a good time. I enjoyed it, so I don't have no regrets. Like, you know, we just was talking. This was real talk conversation, you know what I mean? So, you know, you get what you get out of it. We sit here, we have real talk. We regular people with a phone in our ears. You know what I mean? And we just talking.
It's real talk.
It's real talk. Exactly. I'm going to give a brief closing statement, you know, and Bobby, did you give a brief one and we out of here? Hopefully it won't cut off while we're talking. As far as the mask mandates go, I got mixed feelings about everything. That's why I say I'm not really left or right, because I got mixed feelings. I agree with both on certain things. You know what I mean? As you see, Joe is right wing. I don't know how far right wing, but he's right. You know what I mean? And he supports Trump. But guess what? We get along and we have good conversations. It's all good. You know what I mean? He's not toxic, at least. You know what I mean? As far as the mask mandates go, I feel like it's kind of depends on where you live at, the geographical area, but I feel like that people kind of make it where they're pushing that because people aren't doing the things. I personally feel like people shouldn't, you know what I mean? You know, you got your friends and your family and stuff, but do what you do with them, but be mindful that it's still COVID and just living like it's not COVID at all, you know what I mean? And just like just spreading whatever you could possibly have, maybe you're asymptomatic. Just spreading it willingly and not even caring is doing a disservice. But I don't know, who am I? It's a valid opinion, right? That's how I feel personally. Like I wear my mask if I'm around people that I don't know. If I don't know you, if I got to go inside of an establishment, I'm putting on the mask. I don't know you. If I know you, I don't have to really have my mask on. But if we're out, it just depends. How do you move? Do you congregate around a lot of people? Because not only do I don't want to get sick, even though I am vaccinated, still, I don't want to make nobody else sick that might not be vaccinated, including my own child. So, you know, I just got mixed feelings. But, you know, I understand how people can feel as far as continuing to wear that mask at all times. I understand people that feel like they're going to live their life in this COVID thing. It's like, you know, they're just done with it. But I just think that people should be, all right, you can do what you do, but you can do what you do with you and yours. But be respectful of other people if they don't feel the same way and want that 6 feet or mask on. You know what I mean? So, Bobby?
I'm just going to say, you know, to everyone, first of all, you know, God bless everyone. Anyone who took the vaccine, I pray that, you know, you okay, that you stay healthy. Anyone that haven't taken the vaccine, they feel good, and they want to at least wait longer until they can hear about the results of the vaccine. Don't make people who had taken the vaccine try to make you feel bad or feel guilty that you haven't taken it. You know, and that's what New York City is right now doing by making it where people who doesn't have the vaccination card, you know, can't get into places like restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and things like that. That's terrible because, you know, these companies are going to lose money. Now, I'm wondering if these companies where, you know, that, you know, this mayor is, you know, and this thing starts, I think, on the 16th, August 16th. Like, I'm wondering what these companies are going to actually do. Like, are they going to really ban people who's not vaccinated? Or are they going to just tell them to keep your mask on while you're inside? Like, how are they going to know who, like, they wouldn't know if they asked. If a person from a, you know, from a company would know from, you know, whoever's, you know, there at the gate, at the door, whatever, you know, yeah, they're going to know who's who has the vaccination card and who don't. You know, are they going to turn away money? That's my thing. Are they going to turn away money from a person that's not vaccinated, but he has a mask, he or she has a mask on, you know? That's going to be a little interesting to see how that plays out. But, you know, like I said, once again, you know, anyone who is vaccinated, you know, pray that you guys stay healthy. And I don't want it to happen, you know, to you guys so far as, you know, because of a vaccine. But anyone who didn't and you want to wait longer to see how it plays out, or even if you decide you don't want to take it, period, you know, if you feel healthy and, you know, don't feel bad because people are trying to make you feel guilty and don't, you know, not let you in places because you're not vaccinated. You know, that's just crazy. So, and that's pretty much that, man. So, that being said, man, hand it back over to Tay.
Yes, sir. So, this is Broad Talk Radio. Why am I saying that? It's Real Talk Radio. It's Real
okay,
Talk Radio,
okay.
T-Real, Bobby G. Shout out to Joe and all the other callers. There were other callers that were on, but, you know,
probably
most of them
didn't
press one,
yeah,
except for that one person, but they hung up, you know, at the point that, you know, Joe was talking. But, you know, I definitely would have got to you if you just would have, like, held out, held tight, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Definitely would have got to you. And, you know, feel free to call
back
next week. Yeah, and press one. Yeah, we're gonna let you talk your talk. And like I said, you ain't toxic. You're respectful. You know what I mean? We're gonna have a conversation, and we're gonna let you
that
talk your talk.
That 646 number.
We're gonna talk hours, and it's gonna be all good.
Yeah, 646 number was from New York. Just to let you know, I don't know who
that's
was,
a New York
it wasn't
number.
Any of the guys. It wasn't any of the people from the other show we was on the other day. It wasn't any of that number wasn't there, so. But yeah.
So. And make sure you check out Bobby G's YouTube channel. Is going to be the email
talk.
Was Bobby
Real.
G. What Bobby G Real Talk, right?
Or the YouTube.
Bobby
is,
G Real Talk
Real
at Gmail, right?
That's the email.
No, right. I'm saying your actual email address.
Is
Bobby G
right,
Real
Bobby
Talk
G
at Gmail,
talk
right?
At Gmail, right?
Bobby G Real Talk at gmail.com. Because they can email you if they want to feel, if they want to communicate with you, if they want to reach out, if they if they have something they want to say and they want to speak with you directly, right? Bobby G Real Talk at Gmail.
Yeah,
but
they can do that.
If you want to find the actual YouTube channel, tell them, Bobby, what's the YouTube channel?
Yeah, Real Talk with Bobby G, the voice of New York. That's my channel on YouTube. Real Talk with Bobby G, the voice of New York. On YouTube.
And you'll see the It's Real Talk Radio logo. Bobby's working on getting his own logo.
Oh,
right now he's using the It's Real Talk Radio logo until he gets his own customized one. You'll see the It's Real Talk Radio logo, so you'll definitely know that's Bobby. And
right.
Every Sunday, tell him, Bobby, I'll let you tell him.
Every Sunday, it's set to come on at 10 a.m., but, you know, every Sunday, anytime after 10, it should be up.
Yeah, it'll upload.
It'll upload
at 10 a.m.
Yeah, you should be able to check it out. So,
new content every Sunday for Bobby.
New content.
Check out Bobby's YouTube channel. And they're only, like, this show we do is a whole two-hour show. It's only, like, about 10 to 15 minutes. So, you know what I mean? It's something that you can really take something from. Yeah.
Leave a comment.
Yeah, for
comment.
Sure.
Well, all that. It's short, you know, YouTube. So, you know, we don't want to hold you right there on YouTube. So,
and then if you're interested, go ahead, Bobby.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you like what you heard on the concert and you're like, man, I got something I want to say, you can always call the show that following Tuesday. 2 days later, you can call here. It's Real Talk Radio. You know, you can call us and you can say, hey, I'd like to make a comment about that YouTube post that you made on Sunday. I listened to it and I felt like this. Right, Bobby?
Yes, yes. You can definitely call in. Right, because it's pretty much, you know, it's all real talk. So it's you know, this is Faye Shaw, I'm the co-host, and YouTube, that's me, and Faye is in the background doing the producing. So it's still our thing, so both of it. So, yeah, you can talk to us, either one of us, when you call in on Tuesdays, or you can comment to me on Sundays when the new post, when the new YouTube comes out, when the new show comes out, the new content comes out on Sunday. So, yeah.
Well, yep, every Sunday.
Every Sunday. Yep.
Yes, sir.
And just don't
it
forget,
sure
every
is.
Tuesdays, it's Faye Real Talk Radio, every Sunday night, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. So.
To 12 a.m.
Real Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Right. It's
Real call
that
number, 563-999-3434. Remember that for those listening online. You might be listening on a different site, and you might can't see the caller number, but the caller number is 563-999-3434. Tuesdays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's Real Talk Radio. Hit us up. It's your boy, Tay Real, and Bobby G. Till next time, peace.
Peace.